5 minutes past 6 now, and rising sea levels, higher temperatures and greenhouse gases, all things we're used to hearing about when it comes to climate change. But what was the picture 20,000 or even 135,000 years ago? Well, a team of scientists have been unpicking the mysteries of the Earth's climatic past, and it turns out that ice ages don't all end the same way. Well, to tell us more, Dr. Jennifer Stanford is a lecturer in physical geography at Swansea University, one of those who contributed to the study, and she's on the line now. Hi there.
Hello there.
In terms then of something we can all digest over our dinners this evening, what exactly have you uncovered here?
So basically, through the last sort of 2.5 million years or so, our temperatures and sea level and CO2 levels have varied on a sort of 100,000-year timescale. And so we change between an ice-covered world to a world very similar to the present day. Now, we have a lot of information on what happened at the end of the last ice age, which was about 20,000 years ago. We had about 120 metres of sea level rise, and temperatures increased. But the temperature increase wasn't monotonic. It wasn't just a gradual increase. We had a series of very abrupt coolings and warming events. And, you know, we're talking sort of 10 degrees Celsius of changes in about a century or so. So it's quite an extreme time period. Now, what we didn't know before, which we've answered in the study, is what happened during that sequence of events which led between that glaciated world when we had ice sheets over much of the northern hemisphere to a world that was fairly similar to the present day. And the study that we've done actually has shown that those sequence of events, those rapid warmings and coolings and the associated rapid sea level rises, were coupled in a very different way during the previous glacial interglacial transition, what we call termination to 135,000 years ago, to the last one, which was 20,000 years ago.
And we're talking about events that happened tens of thousands of years ago. I mean, practically, how do you go about establishing all this then?
Well, the study that we've done has been looking at sediments recovered from the sea floor. And it's a practice that we use in a study known as paleoceanography, the study of past ocean changes. We can look at circulation changes, we can map out temperature, we can map out salinity changes. And what we've done is basically sediment accumulates on the sea floor incrementally year on year, and you can basically take a core of this sediment. So imagine older sediments at the bottom and younger sediments at the top, and contained within these sediments are little microfossils, so about the size of a grain of sand or your sugar you'll put on your breakfast cereal. We can look at these microfossils, and some of these, which are known as foraminifera, they're little single-celled organisms. They're plankton that can live at the sea surface, or you have some that live on the sea floor. The shell that they make, and the test they make, calcium carbonate, takes on the same chemical properties of the oceans that they live in. And this tells us about these salinity and temperature changes.
Well, that's absolutely fascinating. Thank you so much for your time. Dr. Jennifer Stanford there from Swansea University.